This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name's Ira Wolf. I'm excited to be here with you, Henrik. I have a company called Success Performance Solutions. The short version of that is we recruit, help companies, especially small, medium-sized companies, recruit faster and hire smarter. Primarily do that through pre-employment and leadership testing and also recruitment marketing.
Ira, how are you involved with user adoption?
I published a book a few years ago, and it was called Recruiting in the Age of Googleization. And part of it was about technology, how fast the world was changing, and what jobs were going to look like, and then how companies needed to recruit within that context. And what I discovered was that where companies were certainly over, especially prior to COVID-19, but a lot of companies were really struggling with finding the right people. And while the market certainly was different, a lot of companies had an experience, a job seeker experience or candidate experience that just was not modern. It was just not easy to use. And so I started to work on what companies need to do to help improve that process from the candidate side. Certainly, companies and HR and recruiters need to have a friendly user experience. But if their customer can't use the system, then who cares? It doesn't really matter.
True. Ira, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
There's a couple things here, and this talks about the disruption and the utilization of technology, and a lot of companies have adopted like an applicant tracking system or an HR system that streamlines, it's made it an easier application or an easier process for on the employer side, that they can post the job, it can get distributed easily, they can filter and sort candidates coming in. On the way back, they can automate some communication with them. So a lot of that, the technology has certainly improved the process rather than getting 100 emails or 1,000 or several thousand emails from Indeed or your other job boards and then entering everything to a spreadsheet. So that phase has been automated for a lot of businesses. There are still some doing it the old way, which they need to get away from. The problem is that the technology was built all on the user experience for the employer, which was not very good for the modern candidate. So for instance, there are still some companies that use a PDF for applicants to apply, which is just silly. Many have taken their paper applications, which used to be 2, 3, 4, 5 pages, and converted that to an online form. Now, just that alone is having 100 fields that a candidate has to fill out on a mobile device, since 3 out of 4 people start their searches on Google and 90% of people start their job search either using a smartphone or a tablet. And to complete an application on a smartphone or a tablet is just not going to happen. So the abandonment rates, you talk about user experience, the abandonment rate, the average abandonment rate is 50%, which means that 50% of candidates start an application but quit, which means that's a fallout that's not really shouldn't be tolerated. But for many organizations, and I have the evidence to show this on clients that we've worked with, some of them start out between 80 and 90%. So 8 out of 9 candidates say, hey, I'd like to work for your company. They start the application. It's so cumbersome to fill out that they drop out. That's costly. It's not effective. There's a whole long list of adjectives we can do that. So there are certainly a number of ways to, not necessarily to hire people based on 5 or 10 questions, but to do a better filtering out and screening people, because you certainly want to fill out a mortgage application to just buy, just to see if you were interested in buying a house.
Ira, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Look at what are the requirements from the job. again, if you need a four-year degree, if they have to relocate, if they have to work now another a new one is, can are they available to work from home, or are they equipped to work from remotely, or do they prefer to work on site, or are they over the age of 18 if that's required, are they licensed in a particular state, do they have the basic requirements? You can ask four or five questions, and if the candidate answers no to any of those questions, then they could be easily eliminated. They can get a thank you note for applying. You can redirect them to another application or another job opening that you might have. But there's no sense of wasting your time or their time on anybody else. And then you can also create a second stage where they fill out the complete application. So I'm not recommending hiring somebody on four or five questions, but you can easily do that. The other aspect that is really missed from a user experience from the candidate side is that, the biggest complaint is that candidates apply for a job, they do fill out the application, and then they never hear from HR or the recruiter. So you certainly can use technology to automate a message that goes out, and even periodically be able to send that out and communicate with them. Again, looking at better engagement, creating a better experience. Fortunately, the bar is so low in the industry that it doesn't take much to not be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to invest a lot of money. There's certainly, technologies that will help you do that. But all you need to do is be a little bit better. And right now the bar is pretty low. And the talent board, if you're familiar with that or not, I go up and look at the talent board, just do a Google search, and they release a report every year. Several hundred thousand candidates they look at and evaluate what their experience is. So it's sort of the Gallup of the Gallup poll of job candidates. And they found that in the last report, the 2019 report, that the resentment rate of candidates, which is a pretty strong word, increased 40% since 2016, which means that they're not only disappointed or upset or felt that they wasted their time, but they're angry, and angry customers tell other people. And there's a financial impact to that. There's an abandonment rate, there's a reputation. So again, improving the user experience for the job seeker should be at the top of everybody's list.
Where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You can go to my website, which is successperformancesolutions.com. You can purchase my book, which is Recruiting in the Age of Googleization. And I provide the first part of the book is about the future of work. And the second half of the book is recruiting in the future of work. So there's a lot of information there. And you can easily get to that by going to besthrbook.com. I didn't make that up. I actually got an award, or I was selected by Book Authority as one of the best HR and recruiting books of all time. So you can go to besthrbook.com, and you can actually get a free copy. I'm still releasing those. And you can also learn a little bit more about me and get access to quite a number of videos on my website, irawolf.com, or on YouTube, which is youtube.com/irawolf. So pretty easy.
Well, thanks, Ira.
I appreciate it, Eric. Thanks very much.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.